your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit. Today is Monday. It's October the 28th of 2019. I'm not sure what the temperature is, but I came in a short sleeve shirt today.
Yeah, I know.
Is it
different?
Cold?
It's not as cold as it has been.
So 56 right now as you're getting going this morning. I just looked over at that. How was your weekend?
It was good. What about yourself?
Well, I had fun. I bought new clothes.
What?
I bought some new A-State gear.
Oh, okay.
So, textbook brokers had their tent sale.
I really liked what you had on at the game.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's very different for me to go with something that has actual sleeves on it.
Yeah, I was proud of you.
I went for that. Also, homecoming was fun. Can I tell you my worries? Because I had a couple of anxiety moments at homecoming.
Well, of course. Please tell us.
First one, I'm pulling in, and they park me in a lot. It's like a grass area. And it had rained for like 2 days.
What shoes did you have on?
I had on the shoes I have on now, which are still muddy. But what are you doing?
I'm looking.
Get up.
I'm seeing if they were still muddy.
Why did you look under the desk?
Because that's where your feet typically are. Do you have them on top of the desk?
Well, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull in and the person who's parking the car says, pull in a little bit further. And I'm like, this isn't going to be good. Because I'm not driving a big old 4x4 truck.
Oh, you're driving your car?
Which is kind of a sports car.
It's really low to the ground, too.
Yeah, so she said, pull forward, and I tried.
And it's white.
And it didn't work. And she looked at me, and I looked at her, because my tires started digging in.
Mm-mm.
So I'm walking into the game, and it's like, I don't know, 4:30, 5 o'clock, something like that. And the whole time I'm down there, I'm thinking, my car's stuck.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to get towed out.
Oh, my goodness.
But I got lucky. I was able to just roll backwards.
Well, that's good.
But once I got going, dude, I wasn't going to stop. I wasn't. Because, I mean, I had to get out of there. And there was mud flying everywhere. I'm like, if somebody's walking by and I splattered you with mud, I apologize.
That'd been funny.
But I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
So then I'm about to start, right? And like, I don't know, for whatever reason, some days you put more pressure on yourself than others. And I had a lot of stuff to accomplish within like 2 minutes.
It's homecoming, so I'm assuming there's more for you to do.
Yeah, there's more to do and there's more stuff. I had 2 minutes to do this intro with Ryan Vaughn from Region 8 News, the meteorologist. And then I had to do my intro, sponsor tags, back into another intro, fire up the crowd.
That stresses me out.
1 minute later, I'm back doing Unico Bank and the Kickoff Kid. So it's like a lot of stuff real fast. And as I'm about to start, I'm standing there with the camera in my face. We're about to be on the big screen. It's me and Ryan Vaughn. And I thought to myself, I have no idea what I'm going to say. And it was just gone.
You just went blank?
Just gone. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Because I'd kind of had it in my head. I tried to memorize it so I don't have to read off the cards and all this different
but
stuff.
But if I know you, you're probably the you're really good at ad-libbing, whatever.
Well, I'm kind of a freak, too, because for whatever reason, when I started talking, it all came out right.
See, that's crazy.
But I stood there next to Ryan, and if I look silly on camera, it's because I was going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I have 2 minutes to fill and nothing to say. And I could have looked at the cards, but I don't want to cheat. And then, so like nobody noticed, I guess, Ryan Vaughn posted this really nice thing on his Instagram story about me.
Yeah,
so it
kind of
made me feel good. Oh, well, thanks. It did make me feel good, so I appreciate you paying him for that because I feel so much better about myself afterward. Anyway, fun at A-State Homecoming. You guys can check out some photos from kind of my point of view and the people we did the contest with. It's up on Instagram and on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 2001, and Alan Jackson had the number one song in country music on this day.
'Cause where I come from, it's corn, bread, and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from.
2001, Alan Jackson, Where I Come From. Number one on this day in 2001.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I need you to be honest. Sometimes you have a problem with that.
What, of my brutal honesty with you?
No, sometimes you're not honest enough.
Oh, okay. Well, sure, I'll be honest.
All right.
Wait, is this about me or you?
No, it's about me.
Oh, I'll be 100% honest.
Tell you what Kai did to me. We're at a restaurant yesterday, and he starts making a big old deal about I had a zit on the bridge of my nose I didn't know I had. Dad, you have a pimple.
Is it still there?
No, but I got it.
Hang on, let me put my glasses on.
I got it in the middle of the restaurant.
Stop.
Which is stupid.
Brandon, ew.
It was just little, so I just kind of scratched it.
Oh,
but he was
okay.
Making a big scene about it. Like, will you stop?
Oh, I barely see the remnants. Barely.
You can see the remnants?
Do you want some concealer?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me get it out.
I had to do that before the game on Saturday. My wife was like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm going to be on camera. And the camera gets close.
No, I get it.
Jace Weeks is our camera guy, right? And he'll get kind of close to me. I'm like, I got to make sure. I mean, I ain't that great anyway, but I got to look the best I can.
Like your pores can be seen on the TV.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, he's real good at that. He does a steady cam, and he's always like coming in with these crazy shots, so I never know where the camera's coming from.
Yeah.
Which also means I never know what I look like.
Gosh.
Which is a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
The honesty I need this morning, though, is do my eyes look extra puffy today? I mean, more puffy than normal for like 625.
Okay, I have to be very... Sometimes I feel like I need to handle you with gloves.
Honestly.
Okay, okay. Well, maybe just a little bit, but I definitely wasn't going to say anything out loud.
Son of a gun.
What's wrong? What happened?
I cried last night again.
Oh, it's not an allergic reaction?
Unless I'm allergic to tears.
Are you aren't stung by a bee?
No, okay. I wasn't stung by a bee. Thank you for making me feel worse. I feel like that one movie where Martin Short blew up on the plane.
Yes, pure luck.
Yeah, is that what it is? How do you know that?
Because I remember the movie.
That's how I feel this morning because I had one of those, another night of crying.
What in the world?
What do you mean, what in the
Brandon,
world? I cried last week because I watched Michael Scott leave.
Again, well, with kid-like gloves, there is nothing wrong with crying.
Thank you.
And being a male, there is nothing wrong with crying. I want both of my sons to know it's okay to cry.
It's okay to cry, guys.
But you may cry, and my husband cries sometimes over the kids and just different things, emotional things. But you may cry more than any male I've ever known in my life that I have had the pleasure of knowing.
Okay. I don't know if I should take that as, oh, he's so sentimental.
I don't know how you should take it, but
maybe I'm more of a man because I do cry. You ever thought about that? Like, oh, he's so manly.
But you spend a lot of time crying.
Well, it's because I got on this deal where I was showing my wife videos last time. We watched a new Jason Aldean video. There's a new Lady Antebellum video. And then I said, have you seen the new Craig Morgan video?
Oh.
And that song, it's all about his son, Jerry, who passed away. Mm-hmm. So we watched it. And it's very much a simple video. Like, there's no in-cut scenes. There's no major editing. It's basically him just sitting there emotional, singing the song. The Father, my Son, and the Holy Ghost.
I hope, I love, I pray, I cry. I hear a little more each day inside. I won't completely heal till I go home.
I'm sniffling by this point.
In the mornings I wake up, give her a kiss, head to the kitchen.
Bigger tears coming.
Pour a cup, wake me up and try to rouse up some ambition. Go outside, sit by myself, but I ain't alone.
Boo-hooing.
I've got the Father, my Son, and the Holy Ghost.
So then you can tell at the end of the song he's emotional, right? So then I start... I'm doing this deal, and my wife, who I don't know if she has a heart, I don't know if she's crying. So then we start watching more stuff. I got in the mood for sad stuff. We watched the Kane Brown video for Homesick where the soldiers come home. Have you seen that?
Yes. Why are you doing this?
Holy goodness. There's soldiers I've never met in my life, and they're reuniting, and I'm crying over that. And then I listened to the new Riley Green song, I Wish Grandpa's Never Died.
I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light.
Kind of better at this point.
And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught, and I wish the price of gas was low, and cotton was high. I wish honky-tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died.
Right?
Wow, what a kicker at the end.
Dude, I know. So then I'm tearing up. Then here comes Luke
Combs. Just cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your
side. I'm a puddle by this
when
point.
When you need me, you can't see me in the middle of the night.
But this is completely
close
different.
Your eyes.
Is it okay if
it's
I'm crying?
Okay.
It's okay, I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right there.
At to get up at this point.
Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere.
Because I felt a little bit like I'd basically lost my man card because I've been crying through everything.
Man, at least watch a funny video in between.
Well, I watched something that made me feel a whole bunch better.
You so crazy. Yeah.
Here I come.
I'm back.
Hey.
I am back.
Were you dancing for your wife and your son at this point?
I'm strutting, not dancing.
Oh, okay.
Big struts. Like Taylor Swift on stage. Or Carrie Underwood.
Yep.
In front of the TV. I'm like, yeah, I'm back.
Nice.
Tears streaming down my face, but I'm back.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I'm a mighty, mighty good man. I'm telling you that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just a heads up, around 8 o'clock this morning, Mary Beth Bird from The Voice is going to be on the show. They're going back on TV tonight. Taylor Swift is supposed to be on The Voice.
Wow.
So we've had Mary Beth in before. We haven't had her on since the battle rounds. We're going to talk about the battle rounds and all that kind of craziness. Like the reaction from her family. Mm-hmm. I still want to know more about John Legend behind the scenes.
I know.
Like, is he nice?
And has she met Chrissy Teigen?
Because the last time we talked to her, she hadn't met her. So she said she wanted to. So Mary Beth Bird on the show this morning right around 8 o'clock.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ben Affleck. So there were reports out that he has been on a dating app.
What?
And he admitted that he is dating, but he didn't say whether or not if it was an app or not. But so in a post, he was announcing that he was making this donation to an addiction recovery charity. And he said, quote, ha, you got me. I'm dating. All right, so that's just what he put. But later that night, he was spotted leaving a UNICEF Halloween party with a woman. He was wearing a skull mask, and he was visibly intoxicated. Apparently, someone got him on camera, kind of around intoxicated. At one point, he had to hold onto the back of a car to keep from falling, and he has been struggling with his sobriety.
Right.
So TMZ caught him the next day after the party in a video heading to his ex-wife's house, Jennifer Garner, and he was looking a lot better. Of course, they're asking him a bunch of questions, and they're like, hey, man, are you okay? Are you going to check yourself back into rehab? Well, he said, you know, it happens. It just slipped, but I'm not going to let it derail me.
Yeah,
so anyway, there's Ben Affleck.
Well, that's the deal. It wasn't like he was out there being dumb.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is, right? So Gotcha Gossip on Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. A lot of celebrities did Halloween parties over the weekend. You've seen Kylie Jenner dress up as Madonna. Her best friend was Britney. Cardi B was a nurse, not just any nurse. She was one of those...
Oh, she was a nurse, all right.
Attractive nurses. And Jessica Biel went out, and she didn't go with like one of those sexy outfits. You have Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake. Justin is a microphone. Like a giant microphone.
I love them so much.
Jessica Biel is 90s era Justin Timberlake from NSYNC. And she actually mocked like the entire outfit.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like what he used to look like.
Oh, yeah.
Her caption, I love this. She says, this is what happens when you admit on TV that you don't know any NSYNC songs and you're married to Justin Timberlake.
That's
so
great.
She has on like the curly top wig, one of those blue, ridiculous looking outfits. It's a really cute picture. If you haven't seen it, we have it up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Gotcha Gossip on The Rock. So if you're a fan of Dwayne Johnson and you definitely don't want to miss his most recent social media post, it was his mom's birthday, and he sings happy birthday to her. Here it is.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mom. Happy birthday to you. Aww. Happy birthday, mom.
Thank you, son.
From your one and only child. I think I'm your only child. I'm kidding. Happy birthday.
It's really sweet.
Yeah, it's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Randomly, Kelly Perry just now sat in this room and started imitating the Count from Sesame Street.
Well, I looked up
Vaughn! Ha, 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 ha. For no reason.
I did look up at our TV and I happened to see the Count. It was a commercial and it was Count Dracula and he was on the TV and it made me...
Vaughn!
Vaughn!
For me, who's actually working while she's watching television, made absolutely zero sense.
You're welcome.
Which explains much of our show and makes absolutely zero sense.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there's something very unsavory about attacking someone while they're going to the bathroom, okay?
You think?
There's a 30-year-old guy named Logan who lives in Greenlee, Colorado, and he works at a company called Freedom Drilling Services. Well, the company was holding a safety meeting last week, and for some reason, Logan got into an argument with a coworker during the meeting.
Right.
Well, afterwards, the coworker went to the bathroom to do his business, and Logan followed him in, kicked open the stall, and punched the guy in the face while he was sitting on the toilet doing his business.
You shut? No
yes,
way. That did not happen.
It happened.
Oh, my. I'll never go into a bathroom again.
Well, Logan was arrested for felony assault, which could get him 6 years in prison. But speaking of sitting on the throne, what's worse than sitting on a cold toilet seat?
I have no idea, Kelly. What's worse?
Sitting on a warm one.
I like it.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just a few days away from Halloween. Are you all ready for it?
Well, I'll probably be teaching, just in case someone comes into the karate school.
You'll be teaching on Halloween?
Yeah, we probably won't cancel classes. We'll keep them open for the ones that don't either are too old to go trick-or-treating or don't go trick-or-treating or whatever.
I don't really think about that.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm the parent of a 10-year-old.
But I'll have candy, so if anyone comes by, you know.
What have you bought? Anything yet?
Just, you know, I have a few bags of that, the big candy.
Yeah,
know.
I can picture you buying generic stuff.
Hang on. You said that to me?
Yeah.
Let's poll everyone in your life and see who buys generic. You or me?
I won't buy generic candy.
Legit.
I'll buy generic everything.
Generic M&Ms.
Won't do it.
I don't believe you.
No, I won't. I would not do that. Legit.
As soon as I know that your wife's up, I'm texting her and asking.
No, I'll buy name brand candy.
I don't believe
you. Do they
have
generics? Because legit, I'd buy me the name brands and I'd give kids the generics.
Well, okay. Are you guys, because you have, you know, you'll be home. Are you going to dress up? Are you going to hand out candy? Is Leslie going to stay home and you're going to take Kai trick-or-treating? Like, how's it going to work?
I don't know. We never really know until the night of.
Yeah.
Kai said the other day he wasn't sure if he wanted to go trick-or-treating. And we're like, no,
he's
you're going.
He's 10.
I know that. So he went out over the weekend.
Force him.
I know that.
You're going to be sad in just a few years because I have two that don't care and one of them that just wants to be funny in his costumes now.
Yeah, well, Kai doesn't want to be funny. He didn't want to be a superhero. He didn't want to be cute. He wants to be scary. So
Meemaw and scary.
Yeah, well, I was doing football on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Meemaw and Leslie went out and went Halloween costume shopping, which let me tell you, my vision when he wanted to look in September was, we're not going to buy it now because you'll wear the costume and you'll want something different. But there's also the deal about why would you go on the Saturday before Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
I said it was so busy at one of the places they couldn't even pull in.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So he comes back and he's a scary clown.
Ooh.
Like, I never was anything gruesome.
I think he should dress up after you go to sleep.
Nuh-uh.
And then just tap you while you're sleeping.
We took some scary photos of him. We went into the bathroom and I dimmed the lights.
Yeah.
And then I took photos with the red filter.
Ooh, I bet he had fun.
Let me show you one of them with his evil clown.
What? Does he have a wig? Oh, I see it
it's
now.
It's a clown
Ooh,
mask.
That is scary.
It's real scary.
Can I borrow it?
Why would you borrow it?
To just
no,
to wear it.
Because you're going to have it outside the window or something.
Yes.
And I'll never come to work again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you these and you can look at them a little bit
gonna
closer
hide
up.
In the bushes.
That's not going to happen. Did I just airdrop you something? I don't know what I'm doing.
Maybe.
What am I doing?
No, you haven't yet.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Stop.
But are you going to dress up?
I don't know. I went as Mr. Clean a couple of years ago. I think I just went as dad last year with the durag on. But see, I see these families who do like family costumes. I'm like, they're so much cooler.
They are pretty cool.
Like, why would I not do that? Like, there's going to be Halloween, so I'm like, why didn't we dress up? We just went with him.
You should have gone as Three's Company, and you could have gone as Chrissy. Leslie could have gone as, what was the other girl's name?
Janet.
And Kai could have gone as
Jack Tripper.
Yes. That would be funny.
Let me just tell you that Leslie would make me be Janet because she was the non-fun one, and she wants to be fun.
Oh.
Like, you're going to offend her. I'm going to tell her when she...
The only reason I said that is because she has dark hair.
Nope.
That's
that you want us to do Three's Company and she gets to be Janet.
No, it's funny that you would be the blonde Chrissy, the one that you had a big crush on.
I did not. I Brandon. Was just a child.
Am I right?
No, that's
you're
weird.
You're a liar.
But like, why do kids want to be scary things for Halloween? Like, why did Kai want to be that? Like, I was E.T. one time.
Elliot.
I was the ultimate warrior one time. I was never scary. I wanted to be something trendy and cool.
I always wanted to be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to dress up for your class?
I haven't decided.
What would you dress up as?
I don't know. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah, but you do something.
Maybe a zombie karate instructor.
Boring.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is boring.
Have you ever seen a zombie in a karate gi?
No, that's boring. You got to do something different.
Go ahead. Give me an example.
Like Catwoman or something like that.
These are children, Brandon.
If you want grown men to sign up for your kickboxing class, you need to dress as Catwoman.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The Voice is on TV tonight. Taylor Swift shows up as a mega mentor on The Voice. We have our buddy Mary Beth Bird coming in this morning. We're going to talk about The Voice. We're going to talk about John Legend. We're going to find out if she's met Chrissy Teigen. We're going to find out what's next for her on The Voice. So it's round number two of Mary Beth Bird and Brandon Baxter in the morning. She'll be on at 8 o'clock this morning. And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to
Fort.
You.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. Monday, October 28th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Bo Triplett.
Happy birthday.
Going to A State from Marion, 21 years old. Happy birthday, Bo. Stephen Brooks of Jonesboro celebrates today. Lauren Childers, who's from Brooklyn, celebrates. Marlene Bringard of Jonesboro. Amanda Herringer.
Happy birthday.
Of Jonesboro celebrates. She's a friend of ours, so happy birthday. We have Ben Branham of Marion celebrating. Kelly Klingensmith of Jonesboro is turning 50 today. So happy birthday. Amy Ragland of Paragould, 39 years old today. Happy birthday. Amanda Mitz of Tuckerman. Cole Bennis is turning 2 years old today. Jessica Ponder of Truman is celebrating. Bonnie Williams, happy birthday. Mallory Ogden of Pocahontas is 21. Ruby Espinosa of Jonesboro. Michael Whitaker of Jonesboro is turning 30, and Joe Ori of Valley View Junior High is turning 15 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Nolan Gould is 21. That's Luke Dunphy on Modern Family. Justin Guarini is 41. That was the runner-up to Kelly Clarkson on the very first season of American Idol.
He had the big hair at the time.
Yeah, he's the Dr. Pepper guy that does the Dr. Pepper commercials.
Oh, is he still doing
stuff? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the movie they rushed out from Justin to Kelly?
Yes.
They rushed out this movie that both of them hated.
I do remember that.
They never rushed out an American Idol movie after the first one.
Joaquin Phoenix is 45 today. Of course, that's the Joker.
Still the number one movie in the country.
Mm-hmm. Julia Roberts is 52 today. Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. And My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yeah.
And Notting Hill.
Yes.
And all kinds of other good ones.
Charlie Daniels is 83 today.
Ooh, we have to do some Charlie Daniels.
Have to.
Johnny Rosin, up your bow and play your fiddle hard.
Yeah.
Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals a card.
Yeah.
And
no.
If you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold.
Yeah.
But if you lose,
get your
the devil
ready.
Gets your soul.
I used
Happy
to play
birthday.
This in high school.
Oh, I bet you did. Happy birthday to Charlie Daniels, who is 83 today.
And Brad Paisley is 47 today.
Ooh, we have to do some Brad Paisley. Let's do this one.
Well, I'm gonna miss her.
Oh, yeah.
I get home.
I bet Brad Paisley.
Right now, I'm on this lake shore.
Remember that picture he took with your wife and son, and it looked like they were a family?
Yeah, it looked like he wanted me out of it, which is a true story.
Because I'd like to see you out in the moonlight.
side of.
I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks.
Happy birthday to Brad Paisley, who's 47 today.
Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait
to get a little mud on the tires. Like me at A-State the other day.
Cause it's a good night.
But there was no girl there with me. I was alone.
This is your song.
I know.
Calvin Klein, I've been in GQ. I'm single and I'm rich, and I got a set of six-pack abs that would blow your mind.
That part's not me.
It turns girls on.
Want to do some more Brad Paisley? He has this one.
And I'll be crushing it.
That's a good one. I love his ballads.
And we danced.
That's good.
Out there on that empty hardwood floor.
Brad Paisley, 47 today.
But I thought I loved you then. And now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole life.
That song just made you happy.
I love
just
this
can't
song.
Believe the way I feel about you, girl.
See if you like this one.
She's a fighter when she's mad. And she's a love her when she's loving, and she's everything I ever wanted, and everything I need.
And then, I'm still a guy.
Well, love makes a man do some things he ain't proud of. And in a weak moment, I might walk your sissy dog, hold your purse at the mall.
Yep.
But remember, I'm still a guy.
Happy birthday to Brad Paisley, who is 47 years old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, there is a new country music couple that is married. Congratulations goes out to Chris Lane and Lauren Bushnell.
Such a cute couple.
So she was on The Bachelor. Of course, we know Chris Lane from his country songs, like his most recent.
What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse say. Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything.
Here's more Chris Lane.
You're a drive real slow down an old lane road to a house on a hill where the wild things grow. You're waking
he did this one too.
I'll be your slow ride that late night. You're about to white high. I'll be your first time.
Anyway, Chris Lane married Lauren Bushnell over the weekend in Nashville. They're talking about like 160 guests were there, including Jana Kramer.
You mean you weren't invited?
Well, her husband went with her.
Oh.
So no, I wasn't invited. But Jana was there. Other members from season 20 of The Bachelor were there as well. They say no major honeymoon yet. They're going to wait until their schedules clear up because, of course, he's been touring. But their real honeymoon will happen in Hawaii at the Cobble Ranch.
Right.
So,
right.
Congratulations to Chris Lane and Lauren Bushnell.
So Jason Aldean continues to release songs from his upcoming ninth studio album. It's called Nine, which is set to drop on November 22nd. Well, in addition to the lead single, We Back, there's 15 more songs on the album. Jason just dropped the newest song, Camouflage Hat. Here's what it sounds like.
You can find them about sundown Friday. Coming out of them fields full of highway. First stop, Texaco, fill a cooler full of cold beer. Paycheck sitting on the console. Gotta get it in the bank before the doors close. Call your boys, get your girl, time to throw it in another gear.
You can picture this stuff.
Here they come rolling down Main Street. A country song spinning on a CD. Small town looking for a good time. Raise a little hell and a drink at the county line. Muddy boots, muddy ties. Wrap your baby in your jacket by the fire. Yeah, the girls round here, they got it bad. But good old boys and a camouflage hat.
I'm telling you, a good song is when you can actually picture the scenes as you're hearing the lyrics.
Yeah.
That's good.
We have the lyric video for Camouflage Hat up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Also on the blog today, if you're looking for inspiration to get in better shape, look no further than Tim McGraw.
Holy moly.
Dude is jacked, and he looks better than he's ever looked.
He's a freak of nature.
And he says that he knew at one point he wanted to be ready for this opportunity. He wanted to basically make a change in his life. And he decided to go from being in good shape to being in the best shape of his life. Well, he's been successful.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that workout inspiration on a Monday, because we all start on Mondays, you can check out Tim McGraw, what he has to say about working out. It's up on the BBITM blog today at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Positive minds lead to positive lives. It's time for your morning motivation on Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Monday. That means Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate is on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Man, Mondays are busy. We have guests coming in this morning. We're recapping homecoming. We're doing all kinds of craziness this morning. How's your Monday?
Yeah, it was an amazing weekend. And yeah, you guys got superstars on the phone. I know y'all can't wait to get me out of the way so y'all can talk to the real stars. Now,
hey, man, she's actually going to be in studio this morning. We're talking about The Voice.
I know. So,
good weekend for you?
Great weekend. So very productive. A lot of stuff going on, so it was nice, no doubt.
We were out looking for houses. You know a good realtor?
Let me think for a second. Yep, I do.
We're always looking. Like, Sunday seems to be the day where we're like, what do you want to do today? Let's just drive around and see what's for sale.
Well, I know, and it's not a typical Sunday unless I get a text from you going, hey, what about this one, or well, what about that one? So I missed it today, so I didn't know what was going on.
Well, I hate to bother you all the time.
Hey, we chose this profession, so we knew what we were getting into.
So if I drive past a house at 2 o'clock in the morning and I try to call you, will you
Holy
answer?
Holy moly.
No, heck no. I'm not answering. But I will be
Set
more than
some
happy
boundaries,
to return
Brandon.
Your call if you would leave me a message.
There you go. Hey, if people want to find out about maybe, I don't know, they want to sell their home, they're looking for homes that you guys have listed or really any home, what's the easiest way to get information on Birch & Co. Real Estate?
Oh, you can Google us at ericbirch.com. You can go to our website. You can go to our Facebook page, leave us a message. I think our response rate is within a minute.
Wow.
On there. So we have people that monitor that just about day and night. So, if you've got any questions real estate related, you're welcome to give me a call directly. I love, love, love talking real estate. And it was funny when I first started, and I would get in the car with a couple, and I would say, look, guys, I'm willing to go look at 100 houses with you guys, and don't get frustrated, don't get aggravated if we don't find the perfect house on the first two or three or four tries. And I think they looked at each other and went, holy cow, we don't want to look at 100 houses. it almost scared them to death. But, you know, it was funny because you go two or three evenings, you know, working or showing houses from like 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and they were like, your wife's going to be so mad. And I'm like, guys, this is what we do. And, you know, most of the time people that are buying houses have a job.
Yeah, true.
You know, that's almost one of the requirements to some degree. You got to have some income. So we've got to work those hours, and if we didn't love doing it each and every single day, it'd be a whole different ballgame. But when it's literally our passion, that's what we enjoy doing. Believe me, we make time for family. You've got to do that. There's no doubt about it. But that's what we're here for, and we're here to serve. We're here to take care of you.
I think that's why you're successful, though. You have that mindset. And I think mindset's the reason we do Monday Morning Motivation, because as we're tackling a new week, we want to make sure that we're thinking, you know, a way that's productive, a way that can help push us forward, make us more successful. How can you motivate us this morning?
Well, guys, your thoughts are everything. So, you know, as I've mentioned the book several times, Think and Grow Rich. And it's not about growing rich, guys. It's not about, you know, just having a ton of money in the bank, but your thoughts are everything. So this is normally a time of year where we sort of reflect back. I know we've got Halloween coming up this week, so be safe. Hope the kiddos have fun and everything. And then we get into Thanksgiving, and just, you know, that's a time that you go, okay, let's look back at 2019. And, you know, I know we talked about setting goals in the beginning of the year and writing those down and focusing on those and studying those. And, you know, so you sort of reflect back now and go, hey, where are we? You know, and the great thing about this is, hey, look, guys, 2019 is not over.
Yeah.
And you still got 60 days. And a lot of times the goals that you set for yourself, especially if it's the first time or second time you've done it, It doesn't necessarily take a year to accomplish those goals or get to that point. So just, you know, you look around and go, man, I started off strong and then I sort of fell off and, you know, I got back on the ship and then I got back off the ship. Well, you know, hey, you got 60 days here. Let's hammer down. Let's get this done, whatever it may be. Let's get back on the boat and hammer down. So we've talked about it a couple different times in regards to you don't rise to your goals, but yet you fall to your systems.
Right.
So think about that. What's your regimen each and every single day? What are you doing each day to take another step closer to your goals? Because if you don't have something that's in your schedule, if you don't have a system, if you don't have a regimen, if you get up every single day and eat a half a dozen donuts, you're probably not going to hit your weight loss goal, right?
Eric, can I confess to something?
Let's hear it.
I had a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch dry this morning with my coffee.
Yum.
Well, and hey, it's going to happen.
I know. It happened today.
It's going to happen. But it's not the end of the world, right? So you still have two other meals or three other meals or four other meals, depending on how many times you eat today. I know it's almost lunchtime for you guys because you get up
early. Yeah, right.
But, you know, so don't throw the whole day out the window. Then you go, okay, enjoy my Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Now what I need to do, I've got to get back on. Because it's not what you do. You're never going to be perfect. You're never going to get it right 100% of the time. Right. But you got to get into that 75%, 80%, 85%. You're doing what needs to be done to get where you're going. So don't beat yourself up over that because you could throw the whole day away.
Yep.
You know, or you can
well, that's
say,
easy
okay.
to do, man, because you're like, oh, I already messed up once. I might as well just keep going and try to do it right tomorrow.
Exactly. So changing that attitude instead of going, hey, I messed up the whole entire day, go, hey, I messed up for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, I messed up for that particular place in time. But, hey, I have a second chance, and it's right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I do it as well. Hey, I've had the donut, and I've had the wedding cake this weekend, and I did those things. And I literally go, okay, now where's my next good meal? Because I've got to overcome that bad meal. And I haven't figured this out yet. I said, if I eat a bad meal, if I eat a good meal right on top of it, does it balance out?
You know, yeah, those so calories don't count now.
Yeah, exactly. I said, well, I had the piece of cake, but then I ate a chicken breast right after that. So it's got to be good. So
that's disgusting.
No, but literally, look at your systems. Look at your what do you have scheduled today? And what are you doing? Is it listening to a good book on the way into work? Is it, you know, reading something at lunchtime? Is there a class or a podcast or is there a YouTube video that you could watch this evening that's going to get you one step closer? Because you're not going to accomplish all your goals overnight. But you've got to work at them every single day. And if you miss a day, it's not the end of the world. But you need to be as consistent as possible to keep moving forward.
There you go. It's Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate with your Monday morning motivation. Have a great week, man.
You guys have a blessed one. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, man. Sounds good.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're joined in the studio this morning by our friend, our buddy, a contestant we have all cheered on The Voice. Please welcome back to the studio, Mary Beth Bird.
Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for having me back in.
Well, we loved you the first time we met you.
And, well, thank you.
Well, we told you here, like, hey, if you make it through, we want you to come back. We want to follow the journey.
Well, and I feel silly because I met her one time. And then when I just saw her, I bear hugged her because I was so excited. It's a big deal.
Well, don't talk about my awkward exchange where I don't know what to do with people.
Yes, I won't.
Do I shake her hand?
I was going to say, we went in for like a handshake / high five / hug.
That's Brandon.
Who high fives anyone? You do. Like, that is the dorkiest thing. Give me a high five.
Maybe third graders.
I know. Sweet. Or like a little
fist bump.
Fist bump. Yeah.
What do you recommend? Is that what you do? I don't know what to do.
I don't know either. I'm just as awkward, I feel like.
I'm telling you. So, like, we go out, I'm doing something for A-State, right? And I'll see the chancellor or Coach Anderson or anybody. And I'm like, what's up, man? And, like, the talking is okay. But it becomes, like, the physical part. Like, what do you do with your hands?
Because as you get closer, you're like, do I go in for the little bro hug?
Yeah. Or the big handshake that starts up over your head?
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot.
Dude, it's so much to think about. That's why I get messed
so
up.
So stressful.
So it's been a minute since you've been in here. We saw you last Tuesday on The Voice.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, you made it through. You went right through the battle rounds, and we cheered for you while you were on the stage. And
you didn't just make it through, girl. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Chill bumps.
Yeah, we don't want to blow you up too much to give you too much confidence, but dang.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. It was by far my favorite performance that I've ever done, I feel like. Because that song really does speak to me, and it was a lot of fun getting to share that with everyone.
Why does that song speak to you?
So, the lyrics, I'm sure that Cam, when she wrote it, she has a different meaning, but... As Dane, Stephanie and I talked about it, and I shared them the story that I have behind it, and they shared me their story. My cousin Luke, he was my first cousin, Luke Hampton to me, committed suicide back in October 18th, 2017. And after that happened, I just kind of went through a really, really dark place where I completely stopped singing for months, and I basically stopped living. It felt like, even my parents were worried about me because, he was like my brother for sure.
Yeah.
And so then that was when I had this fire for music. That it was like after all that grieving and through all of that grieving, I came out wanting to do something for him and for his memory and to make him proud. Mm. And so that's kind of the whole reason, on top of, me having a stuttering problem back right. when I was younger. All of that just kind of built up and led to me actually having the courage to try out for The Voice.
We talked about that last time, just your journey, the idea that mm-hmm. you had a stuttering issue when you were young, and the way you overcame that was by singing, which seems like, well, how in the world, if you have that issue, can you get up there and have such confidence on the stage? But you've done that, to sing with the emotion that you sang with on The Voice. Let's go back and just take a listen to last Tuesday on The Voice, Mary Beth Bird, Dane and Stephanie.
I had a dream about a burning house. You were stuck inside, I couldn't get you out. I lay beside you and pulled you close.
Yeah!
And the two of us went up in smoke. Love isn't all that it seems, I did you wrong. I'll stay here with you until this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broke and make it right.
I'm watching you smile as you watch that back.
I've been sleepwalking.
Is it surreal to see that and to see you on that stage as you're looking back? Because, inside, you're still the same Mary Beth,
mm-hmm.
but you're watching this on TV. Is it weird?
It is really weird because, this was always, what Mom and I and my dad did on Monday and Tuesday nights years ago,
right. Crazy, man. Wow.
And so, here you are on that stage.
Yeah. And it's really, really crazy. And it's such an opportunity of a lifetime. It's like, wow, I'm so thankful and so blessed. It's just the craziest feeling ever.
Mary Beth Bird joins us in the studio this morning. She has made it through the battle rounds on The Voice on Team John. So as you go throughout this process and you're learning probably a whole lot about yourself you didn't know too, how much different is being on The Voice than what you thought? Like the vision when you were going there, okay, if it's going to be like this, how different is it from what you thought it was going to be?
So back when I, used to watch it with my family, it just looked so easy. People just walk up on stage, sing their song, get chosen. And, what they show is so much different than how much work is put in behind the scenes and, what all goes into the filming process and just how long it is in general that you, put your time and effort into it. So it's very, very different, but in a good way. It's been, I started the auditioning process back in February, here it is almost November. And so it's just been kind of an all year thing, but it's definitely helped me grow as a person, and as an artist, you know, I'm navigating what kind of music I want to sing and exactly who I want to be, you know, in my musical career.
Let's talk about that, because I mean, you might have thought one thing and then you get advice from some of these coaches and mentors and advisors. Where do you see your lane? Because everybody has to pick a lane. You kind of want to stay close to your lane. You don't want to be all over the place. What is your lane as far as what you're seeing in the future?
So one thing that John has really told me a lot is that, you know, my voice is very versatile. And that's what he keeps saying. And you'll learn, you know, my first song that I did in the blinds was a country song. And so is this one, but it's like a different approach to country.
Yeah.
You know, Dane and Stephanie and I just kind of switched that up, and it's more like a ballad, you know, with the piano and the other instruments that played into it. But, you know, I really don't know my lane yet. Like I said, you know, I'm just kind of navigating, and the song choices that he's giving me is helping me do that. You know, he is helping me find myself as an artist. So I hope that, you know, by the time this journey is over, or as much as it continues, that I will be able to find that lane.
All right, let's talk John Legend for a second. On TV and everything we see, he looks like the coolest dude out there.
He seems precious.
John Legend is a legend, for sure.
Is he awesome?
He really is, yeah. You know, he has a lot of personality. However, it is kind of hard to bring that out of him. So, you know, the more you get to know him on a personal level, he starts to open up and, you know, you get to see the real John.
Have you gotten to meet Chrissy Teigen, his wife?
No, but I want to put that request in.
Come on.
I love her. I want to meet her so bad. You know, my dad's a huge fan and mom is too. And I'd love to meet him or her and, you know. Luna and Miles, they're adorable.
Can we talk about your dad for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Last time you were here, you mentioned he was bald, right? Any chance I could be like a body double or a stand-in somewhere backstage?
Oh my gosh, Brandon.
What? I'm just
this
wondering.
This is so embarrassing.
My wish is to get a picture of y'all side by side, just to get a full effect of the two bald heads.
Your dad and me?
Yeah.
I need to go to Big Bird's
Barbecue.
I'm serious, for sure.
All right, so tell me, when you think of Big Bird's Barbecue, we talked about it a whole lot the last time you were in here. You spent many years working there, and I mean, it's kind of a fun job for you, right? The family deal.
Yeah.
Has business changed for Big Bird's Barbecue?
Yes. So I will say that he still has the stand, but it's not out right now at a specific location, but he does travel with it. So if there's like a festival or like a fair or something and people ask him to come, he'll bring the trailer and do all that good stuff out of it. But right now he mainly focuses on catering. Right. So I actually helped him with a catering job last weekend. So I still, you know, help him out here and there.
Catered by the voices.
That's crazy.
But he loves doing it. And, you know, he really puts his heart and soul into cooking just like I do my singing. So I guess I kind of take that work ethic after him.
How are your parents reacting to this journey? I mean, they're looking at their 18-year-old daughter who just moved off to go to college and is now flying out to Los Angeles to be on The Voice.
Well, I would just be crying all the time.
I mean,
if I was your mom. I'd
How
just
are
be
they?
Crying all the time.
So I just, the thing I wanted to get out of this is I sing for God, I sing for Luke, and I sing for my family and everybody that has put me, you know, where I am now. And so looking at them and the way they talk about me to other people and the way they just tell me how proud they are of me, it really makes my heart happy that I worked so hard and then it paid off by making them proud of me. And that's, you know, what any, you know, little girl could do for their parents. I mean,
well, and as a parent, what you want is your child to be happy and successful in whatever lane they want to be in. So I can't imagine how proud they are of you.
And see, you see in movies and just, you know, some musicians, their parents don't support them because, I mean, being a successful musician is a hard road to come by because there's such a big pool of talent. And, you know, the money can be scarce sometimes. It just, you got to work hard at it. And but mom and dad have always been so supportive of me, and I could not ask for better parents because they really have. From the time I started singing, they have pushed me to do this for the rest of my life. They've never doubted me, not one second.
That's huge to have their belief.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Beth Bird joins us in the studio this morning. As you're sitting there, though, and you're on the side of the stage or you're backstage and you're watching singers get up there, perform. I mean, at this point, when you get to the battle rounds, everybody's good.
Mm-hmm.
What goes through your mind when you see people that you know who you think are really talented get eliminated?
So watching them get eliminated is really, really hard. There's a lot of crying involved, and there's just, I mean, there's a lot of heartbreak because you really get to know them mm-hmm. as people and as artists, because, you know, when you're stuck in one place for so mm-hmm. long, you know, that's what you have room to do is grow as an artist and get to know the people around you. And so watching, especially Corey, you know, when he mm-hmm. left, it was very, very sad. And some of my other friends, so yeah.
It's, I mean, we saw him, sad. You know, we watched the show. Mm-hmm. We've known Corey, we told you
he's
last time.
He's so awesome.
For a
so
long
awesome.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, the I love him. I mean, he's a great person on his own. Mm-hmm. He's a great artist. But the fact that he's so awesome to my 10-year-old, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll never forget him. Yeah. No matter what he does, he can go off and never sing again. He'll always have a special spot mm-hmm. in my heart because of the way he treats him. But to see these people who, you know, hey, he's really good. Mm-hmm. And they have to pick somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody has to go. There's only one winner.
Yeah.
Everybody gets eliminated but one.
And then there's that chance with the one steal and one yeah. save that each mm-hmm. coach has that you just hope, you know. But
man, it's crazy. Yeah. Are you putting more pressure on yourself now than you did when you started? Or are you at a point where you feel like you can just kind of, okay, I got this?
So really, throughout this whole process, I haven't been nervous. And that's what I've said in my previous interviews, because it's just so true how much I trust in God, because he knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen next month, next year, you know, when I'm an old woman. Like, he right. knows, you know, he knows everything. And so I've really feel like, you know, doubting that and being nervous, there's no point. So, I mean, I really have just been so calm and just have trusted in him, and I give him all the glory and all the thanks. And I just feel like he, you know, puts you where you need to be in that moment in time. So
that's huge. And that's a great perspective, because mm-hmm. again, I mean, you can sit around and worry about everything in your whole life.
But it
life.
Does no good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just going to cause stress mm-hmm. and all of that. So here we sit with the battle rounds going through. And at the end of them, we heard them say to you, hey, Mary Beth, we could very well visualize you in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think when you hear that?
Hearing,
they've seen thousands of people, and they think you could be in the finals.
Hearing Blake say that is just, like you said, it's just surreal. Like, seeing me on that stage, watching it back, and just hearing what all the phenomenal coaches had to say, it's just so surreal. And I can't really even explain the feeling. As far as them, I mean, it does put a lot of pressure on me, I will right. say, you know, I'm just like, ooh, that's a lot to live up to, you know,
right.
like four legends, you know, saying all this stuff about you. It's just, it's, you know, I want to prove them right and just really, really try my best to be the best that I can be, you know, and make my way.
Well, you're making your way. And regardless, it's like what I told Corey in a text the other night. We watched the performance. We saw that he didn't make it through. I'm like, here's what you have out of this whole deal. You have, number one, great exposure. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's a great experience as an artist. Number three, it's even probably a better experience as a human being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it such a life lesson that you guys went out there and you're chasing this and you weren't afraid of it?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, they have a dream and they don't chase it as hard as they could. Mm-hmm. You guys are chasing as hard as you can.
And see, at the end of the day, what it looks like to everyone watching, and, you know, it is a competition, but at the end of the day, you get so close with the people that you're competing against that it doesn't even feel like that. So with, you know, Dane and Stephanie, it was like heartbreaking for me. Like, I could barely even enjoy, you know, oh, I just won, because aww. I was so, you know, heartbroken for them, but how supportive they were and how happy they were, because they were genuinely happy right. for me. And that's like all anybody could ever ask for. And you could see, you know, Corey still had a smile on his face when he was at home. And other people are like, wow, that must be so, you know, heartbreaking. And it is, but there's always, you know, you grow into a, you know, a great, great, great person, like even better than you were before, because yeah. you become so selfless with the people around you. So that is one thing that I do admire about Corey, because he just, you know, he seems so happy for Zach, you know, when yeah. he got to advance in the competition. So.
Corey had a great stage presence and a great look yeah. and he sounded mm-hmm. good on the stage. So again, it's pretty cool that we have two people from Northeast Arkansas who have been on this show in the same mm-hmm. season. The idea that you guys were on the same bus and, hey, where are you from? And you're like an hour apart.
It is cool, yeah.
That's weird.
And it's so weird because my, you know, mutual friends that I've always had here, like Madeline Adams from
right, yeah.
the pageant system, yep. you know, she's friends with Corey and his family. So it's just like, it's just crazy.
Mary Beth Bird joins us on the show this morning. And I'm kind of wondering, because so much of what happens on The Voice is supposed to be kind of kept secret if it's already been recorded. Are there people all the time asking you about what happens on the show? Like, can you just tell me? I went to school with you. Can you tell me what happens on The Voice? I'll keep it a secret.
Oh, yeah.
What about people that send you DMs?
Like, okay, that's where it gets crazy.
Really?
Is it?
Yes, it is insane.
Okay, so why is that insane?
So I don't know if this is like...
You see how both of us just perked up?
Like, no, I know. It's gossip. I love gossip.
I don't know if this is like too personal to open up to y'all about.
No, it's not.
Like,
no,
telling y'all about this crazy like DM experience that I've had. But like, I've had a lot of weird accounts ask me for foot pictures.
Are you serious?
Feet pictures? Like what?
I'm calling your dad.
Like never in my life. Like, so I just replied. I was like, I don't think you want to see that. And then just like slid over and delete, because I don't think I have the prettiest toes in the world.
So people really do that?
Yeah. And just like, you know, I got...
No, go ahead. I want you to go all the way. Tell us how crazy it is.
Questions. Like some... It was a, you know, decent, you know, looking girl account. She went to college and she DM'd me, how tall are you? It was just odd.
Did you respond to it?
No. No, because I, like, what do you say?
Some of them, yeah, you probably don't.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. There's a lot of, like, you know, catfish accounts, you know, people that aren't really who they are. So I just, you know, but it's just been crazy. A lot of just insane messages that I've never experienced in my life. So.
It's crazy because it's like, you know, you're seen all over the world now, especially with the way the videos are posted on YouTube and stuff like that. People can see him all the time. Mm-hmm. I did when I was young, and I don't think we've talked about this. I did a wrestling segment. I was 14 on ESPN.
Whoa.
And at the end of the deal, I would be like, hey, you can write to me at Brandon Baxter, care of the Global Wrestling Federation. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't kids who were writing me. It was these adult men. And my mother was so creeped out by it.
I guarantee
like,
she was.
No more of this.
And
wow.
Like, yeah, it's just, I think the coolest thing, though, is that I'm getting messages from, like, people all over the country.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, you have a fan here in New Zealand. Or, hey, you know, I'm from Mexico. And just, like, from all over the place. Spain. It's cool.
Have you gotten any nods yet from, like, celebrities that have been watching the show and, like, maybe they've sent you a message or they've commented? Has anybody done that yet?
No. Well, a few verified accounts, but not anyone that I was very familiar with. But Malin Jarman commented on my blind picture.
Okay.
I thought that was cool. Because we got to meet and talk before I went on for my blind audition. So.
Cool.
She's a really good person.
So your life is different now.
Very different.
Are you going to school or do you even have time? Like, can you do that?
So
I know you're enrolled.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually at Arkansas State University
right
now. I have my two in-person classes, but they, of course, work with me as much traveling as I do. And then two online classes. So I'm only taking 12 hours. I'm just, you know, kind of going easy. But yeah, everything is just kind of up in the air right now as far as next semester goes.
All right, one of the last questions, because I keep thinking of more stuff. I just want to know, like, I'm so interested in, like, this whole thing that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you go on through the competition, right, and you end up on the live shows every week. I guess at that point, the classes you're supposed to be going to live, what happens with those? Can you just put those on hold? Do they send you the work out to Los Angeles? How does that work?
So basically, I've talked to my advisor about enrolling as a full-time online student.
Gotcha.
It's like AOS classes. I'm not really sure. Don't quote me on that. I don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, just I want a degree no matter what, because the music industry is so wishy-washy, I guess you could say.
Yep.
You know, you either make it or you don't. Or, like, you could think that you're up there on the top, and then one minute you could be all the way down here.
Yeah, it could be a three-year run. It could be a 30-year run. You don't
know. Exactly, you don't know.
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, I never want to not be doing anything in life. So just when all of it settles down, or, you know, maybe I won't even need my degree. I don't know. Just I always want to have a plan no matter what. And, you know, Arkansas State is the perfect place to get my degree at.
Okay, so let's go ahead and say that The Voice is on TV Monday and Tuesdays on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
What can we expect from you as we continue watching? What, like, tell me the steps, like, to make it to the live shows. What are the steps if you are able to make it to the live shows?
So basically, right now, since I passed the battle round,
right,
going to knockouts, so Knockouts will air. After Knockouts air, it goes straight into the live shows.
And you're all singing, or how's that going to work?
So the first live show is called the Playoffs.
Okay.
And so basically that's top 20. From what I understand, all 20 perform, and then when America votes, you're still, so there's five on each team at that point.
Okay, gotcha.
And then the top two on each team that have the most votes, they're automatically saved. And then out of the three that are left on the team, John gets a say in one of those people, and then that means two are eliminated off of each team.
Okay, so we need to let people know how to follow you on social media.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if you get to that point, we can be following you in the journey and all of that stuff. Let's talk about those social accounts.
Okay, so my Instagram is marybeth.bird.music, all together, no caps.
Gotcha.
And then my Twitter handle... This is so bad that I don't even know my own.
You have so much going on. You're you're a busy college student who just happens to be on the biggest television show.
Literally, I never understood why my mom's brain has always been so scattered, keeping up with two kids and a husband. Yeah. But like now, you know, I'm a little scatterbrained myself. But my Twitter handle is Marybeth_music, altogether no caps as well. But I have a fan page on Facebook that people can go like, and I post updates and stuff on there, and it's just Mary Beth Bird Music.
Awesome. So. We're very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
We love watching you on TV. We wish you the best on the journey. And as the journey continues, if it continues for you, like we are going to cross our fingers and hope that it does, we want to have you back and just continue to be there for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I always enjoy coming in and talking to you guys. So
Mary Beth Bird, live in the studio this morning on KFUN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ben Affleck. So there were reports that Ben Affleck has been using a dating app. I don't know why he would need one, but he admitted that he is dating, but he didn't say whether or not he's using an app or not. So in one of his posts, social media posts, he was announcing that he was making a donation to an addiction recovery charity. Hmm. And he said, quote, "You got me. I'm dating." Well, later that night, he was spotted leaving a UNICEF Halloween party with a woman. He was wearing a skull mask, and he was visibly intoxicated. At one point, he had to even hold onto the back of a car to keep from falling. So he struggles with sobriety. The video is everywhere, but TMZ caught him the day after the party and the video heading into his ex-wife's house, so Jennifer Garner's house.
Oh my gosh.
And he was looking a lot better. And of course, they were asking him a bunch of questions. Hey, are you okay? Are you going to check yourself into rehab? And Ben said, quote, "You know, it happens, just slipped, but I'm not going to let it derail me." So anyway, there you go.
Gotcha Gossip on Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake. They went to a Halloween party over the weekend. And out of all the celebrities who posted photos, which we saw Demi Lovato, Paris Hilton, Cardi B, a lot of people went out to these parties. To me, Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake win the whole weekend. So Justin goes as a giant microphone, and Jessica Biel goes as 1990s NSYNC Justin Timberlake, complete with like a blue tracksuit looking thing. And the curly blonde wig.
I love it.
I thought it was really funny. And she goes on to caption this because I'm not sure if you remember seeing her on TV the other night, but she was talking about how she wasn't really a fan of NSYNC back in the day. She says, and I quote from Instagram, "This is what happens when you admit on TV that you don't know any NSYNC songs and you're married to Justin Timberlake."
Man.
You got to check it out. That photo of Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake on the Halloween party scene is up today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, get ready, though, because coming up in just a couple of days, we're talking Thursday. Do you know what Thursday is going to be?
How can you not know what it is?
Halloween. So there's a website called Candy Store, right? And they've done another one of these most popular Halloween candy state-by-state things. Arkansas, according to Candy Store, the most popular Halloween candy is Skittles.
Really?
Which, I mean, I like them.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, maybe two or three times a year, I'll get Skittles.
I think I know what the problem is. You're wanting something chocolatey.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like Almond Joy.
Hmm.
Or a whatchamacallit.
I don't see a lot of bite-sized whatchamacallits.
No, I don't really see those either.
Hmm.
What about Fifth Avenue? Do you remember that one?
Barely.
It's like chocolate with a crunchy peanut butter on the inside. Not a fan of that one.
Payday.
Payday. Ooh, I used to love those. Mm-hmm. Haven't had one of those in a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, so number one in Arkansas is Skittles. Number two is Jolly Ranchers.
Really?
And while, yes, I like Jolly Ranchers, I don't want to get that for Halloween.
Yeah, you want something better.
Somebody give me a peppermint. I mean, it's better than a peppermint.
Like a piece of gum.
Yeah, here is a piece of gum.
Yeah.
Number three on the list for Arkansas is Butterfinger.
Okay.
Which I love.
I
those.
Do too.
One of my favorites.
Those are good.
That's
ice
Arkansas.
Cream.
Butterfinger? Oh, like a Blizzard or something like that? In Tennessee, number one is Tootsie Pops.
Really?
Yeah, followed by Skittles, followed by Saltwater Taffy.
What about your home state?
Home state of Texas? They're pretty good. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah.
Starburst. Sour Patch Kids, number three. Let's see what Missouri says. Milky Way is number one in Missouri.
Milky Way.
Followed by Double Bubble Gum.
Ooh, that's good gum.
And then Almond Joy. So, different things right there. Do you live
anywhere
else?
It's getting exciting.
Why are
you
excited?
Did I live anywhere else?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Just Arkansas and Texas.
Texas. Anyway, kind of interesting to think. I don't really think Skittles would be my number one. If I had to pick anything like that I thought everybody was going to enjoy, I think it's the peanut butter cups.
Sounds good.
I mean, doesn't everybody like those? Who doesn't like those?
I don't know.
And if you don't like those, what is wrong?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, congratulations to the newly married couple, Chris Lane and Lauren Bushnell, who was on The Bachelor. They are now married. They got married on Friday in Nashville. Jana Kramer was there with her husband as a guest. That was on Friday night. Plus, many of the contestants from season 20 of The Bachelor were there as well. The photo is up, the first photo of the beautiful married couple. You can check it out on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog right now at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com. And of course, Chris Lane is most known probably for his most recent number one song.
What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse.
He's married now.
You're a drive real slow down an old lane road to a house on a hill where the wild things grow. You'll wake up in pajamas, not a trace of makeup on you. You're a helper.
That's Chris Lane and Tori Kelly. He also, his first single was this one. If you want to check out the Chris Lane, Lauren Bushnell wedding photo, you can do that right now on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Jason Aldean continues to release songs from his upcoming ninth studio album. It's called Nine, and it's going to drop November 22nd. Well, in addition to his lead single, We Back, there's 15 more songs that are going to be on the album. Jason just dropped his newest song called A Camouflage Hat. Here's what it sounds like.
You can find them about sundown Friday. Coming out of them fields full of highway. First stop, Texaco, fill a cooler full of cold beer. Paycheck, sitting on the console. Gotta get it in the bank before the doors close. Call your boys, get your girl, time to throw it in another gear. Here they come rolling down Main Street. A country song spinning on a CD. Small town. Jacket by the fire. Yeah, the girls round here, they got it bad. But good old boys in a camouflage hat.
We have the lyric video for Camouflage Hat up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Also on the blog today, you can check out Tim McGraw, who's talking about, well, being in the best shape of his life. He says that he doesn't want to be in good shape at this point. He wanted to get in the best shape of his life. And y'all, dude is jacked right
now.
I think
he's done it.
Yeah, he's doing that whole fitness book and all that stuff. If you want to check out the photo and see just how fit Tim McGraw is right now, and maybe you need some inspiration for your workout later today, because we all start on Mondays. You can check out Tim McGraw on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, if you go to today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you'll hear our complete interview with Mary Beth Bird about The Voice.
She's so precious. I hope she does so good tonight.
Yeah, so she made it through the battle rounds, and we talked to her about that, about John Legend, Chrissy Teigen. School, because she's enrolled in Arkansas State University, but what happens if she goes through and continues on the live shows and the competition? Like, what do you do? Yeah. All kinds of great discussions with Mary Beth Bird on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and at KFIN.com. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Monday Night Football, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Miami Dolphins. Dancing with the Stars, tonight's dances are Halloween themed, so that should be fun.
Yeah.
The Voice, Taylor Swift serves as the mega mentor for the knockout rounds after the battles conclude. And then tonight's schedule also includes All-American and 9-1-1, All Rise, Prodigal Son, Black Lightning, Bluff City Law, Bull, and The Good Doctor.
We hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.